Mike looked good today. He practiced, I've watched him in individual. Actually had probably too good of a pass rush here at the end of the red zone. So, I mean, just for practice-wise. So, see how he responds tomorrow. But I like what I saw from Mike Neal. Sam Shields looked a lot better today. You know, he actually took some opponent reps playing receiver. So, and that's what he needs. He needs to get out there and, you know, put that foot in the ground. And but I definitely felt that starting Monday to today, he looked much better. But we'll see how he feels in the morning. This is the most work Sam had today of the week.
When you're going up against the Calvin Johnson, how important is it for guys like Shields, House, your other corners to take care of business on those other receivers?
Well, I mean, it's very important. Calvin Johnson is an elite player, obviously an elite receiver in our league. He demands attention, rightfully so. So, but, you know, as you know, it's not about how you play one guy. You know, good defense is all 11 players tied together, you know, playing to their leverage. And obviously winning the one-on-one battles. So it's obviously for us to stay within the defense, stay within the call, play to your strength, and win your one-on-one battles.
Was Corliss not practicing today part of the plan for him, or did he have a setback of any sort?
Well, it's part of the plan for Andrew Corliss. We're suspecting that there's going to be days where he doesn't respond very well from the day before, the practice before, and today is one of those days. Yeah, I thought John looked really good. I watched him throughout the blitz pickup, the third down in the red zone. So, once again, we'll see how the full week of work goes. But I thought he looked like his old self today.
What does he mean in that kind of third down blitz pickup role? Because, you know, you obviously have Brandon Jackson who got to be great at it. Has he evolved into really being the best guy you've got there?
Well, John's very good at a lot of things. You know, he's very, very, very bright. Just if you just want to talk about pure protection, whether it's blitz pickup or whether it's, you know, punt protection versus, you know, 8-man pressures and things like that, he has a knack and a very good understanding, of gap and integrity, where the fit of the protection's going, where the help is, and the adjustments all the way through. So. He's an excellent fit for both being a personal protector and playing third down. I mean, John's just a very good, instinctive, experienced football player.
Mike, what's your impression of how Devon House has handled wearing that harness?
Good. I mean, I think Devon House is he's improving each week. He had a big-time interception in the red zone period today. So you're seeing him make those plays that he was making before the injury in training camp. So I think he's gotten used to it. You know, it seems like he's a lot more natural than he was, you know, 4 to 6 weeks ago.
Have you talked to Crosby at all this week? Did you get the sense that the week off away from football may have helped him just kind of where he's at mentally?
I mean, I talked to Mason, periodically, like I always do, but we didn't have any conversation this week that was out of the norm. So I'm sure he enjoyed his week off, and I did not ask him how his week off, if to answer your question. But
I guess I'm just wondering, are you concerned about? I mean, he has slumped unusually for him leading up to the bye week. How do you feel about
it? No, I get an opportunity to get down to practice early and watch. You know, the battery of those three guys work. So they spend a lot of time on their fundamentals, Tim and Mason and Brett. So I have a lot of confidence in his ability to put the ball through the uprights. And I think that'll definitely be the case Sunday.